time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? We are a weekly show on the Merrimack Valley. If you stumbled upon us, sponsored by Moynihan Lumber. Good stuff all around. We are rocking and rolling towards the final week of the regular season. And we have a lot of good things happening. So we're going to talk to Chelmsford's wrestling coach. They've had a historic season. His first MVC dual meet crown. They were 9-0 in the MVC. No small feat. And he's got a bunch of guys that did well at the states too, and they go moving on other regionals. Now they're moving on to states, then all states, then New England. So heavy, heavy action there. Four straight weekends. This is the postseason for wrestling, week two. So we'll talk to him after the break, and then we'll catch up with some rankings, seeing where our Valley teams stand up. Thanks for tuning in. Dom Nicastro here.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, back at it with our latest guest, our one and only of the day, Chelmsford wrestling coach Chris Piccioni. What's going on, coach?
How are you?
Good, good. Plenty busy here gearing up for states, and you got a whole crew. Moving on. So let's start. We can do the, you know, the big picture of the season and everything, but let's start with the current, you know, the most current event. And that was the North Division I North, correct?
Oh, no, we're West now. 2 years ago, we got moved to West.
No kidding. All right. Wow. Way out there in the Western.
Yeah.
Yep. Where'd you have to go for that one? Where'd you have to go?
We were in Franklin over the weekend. Wasn't that bad. It's like 45 minutes down 495.
All right, so you escaped the unfriendly confines of the North sectional and then went to the West. So what's that dynamic like?
Still
great competition?
No, completely different.
Okay.
It's good competition, but it's completely different. The North is, yeah, it's hardcore and you have to be organized in every little area. And I'm not saying the West isn't, but it's definitely a different environment. It's competitive, but it's not like the North.
Yeah. Yeah. So did that bring like these new opportunities for kids who, you know, might have been stuck in a weight class where the North was just too strong, and then they opened some doors in the West, like that kind of dynamic?
Yeah, definitely. It helps us. You know, like we have 9 kids moving on Raw Wrestling Friday and Saturday. Realistically, in the North, maybe three get out, maybe four.
Wow.
So we caught a little bit of a break.
Yeah, you tripled the kids that get the opportunity now. Yeah. That's amazing. And
we score. We score more points for the team, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. They have team placements too.
So it's individual and team.
Okay. Where'd you guys end up in team wise?
In the sections, we got second. We lost to Natick by 13. Last year, I think at D1s, we finished seventh.
Wow, quite an improvement.
I had two kids place. I had Thomas. We had Thomas and this kid, Jose, who's wrestling now at Indiana Tech. They placed, and hopefully this year, you know, like I said, we got nine kids. They're all eight seniors, one junior. I'm really hoping that, you know, they all hit the podium.
Wow, that is a healthy amount of seniors heading over to all states.
Yeah. We're senior heavy. We had 13 on the team, 9 starters. A lot of seniors this year.
That's amazing. So winners in their respective divisions, or weight class, I should say, in the West. So that starts with Thomas Brown.
Thomas won heavyweight. He won OW. He wrestled 3 times. I think he wrestled for a total of like 2 minutes and 50 seconds on the day. We pinned everyone. He did his thing. Then we had our 106 pounder, Mustafa Laboa. He got second. 120, senior captain Isaiah Burgos. He got first. 126, Matty Lalos. He got first. 132, Mark Gurgis. He got second. Mm. Our 150 pounder, Mike Korch. He took fourth. Mm-hmm. 57s, Michael Canada, he took third. Austin Hill at 175 was first, and then Thomas. So
yeah,
four golds, 3 silvers, a bronze, and a fourth.
Yeah, a banner day. Where would you put a day like this historically? And you know, as long as you've been coach, anyway. In the sectionals, like that seems like a historic.
It's right up there. I mean, we had a good, the seniors, we have a good senior group. So we had a good dual meet record. And then, you know, taking that momentum into the sectional, we knew we weren't bringing a full lineup. We didn't have our 215 pounder got hurt 2 weeks ago. So he's out for the season. So we weren't going to have points there. So we knew if you wanted to win, everyone really needed to wrestle above their ability. And I'll tell you what, like, it's a team effort. Everyone wrestled well for us. We were happy with the outcome. You know, it's not first place, of course, but for being shorthanded, I thought we wrestled well.
Yeah, everyone's going to be happy with that performance and moving on to all states like that. Was there any one particular kid or a couple kids that, you know, like you have a Thomas Brown on one hand who's like, another win. These kids are like, I won. Like, was this one that just had like the ear to ear grin going?
Yeah. I mean, like, Isaiah, Maddie, and Austin, Isaiah and Austin pinned out. They had 3 pins on the day as well. Wow. Really happy for those guys. And Maddie Lalos, he wrestled out of his mind all day. He was the 4 seed. He ended up winning the tournament. He beat the 1 seed in the semis and the 2 seed in the finals. You know, super happy for him. You know, the kids wrestled well. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. And is this weekend the States, you said?
States is this Friday and Saturday. Okay. And then all states is the weekend after.
Yeah. What are you feeling? I mean, does Thomas have an inkling of a challenge at the state level?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thomas wrestles this kid from St. John's Prep. His name is Bajoris. His last name is Bajoris. Mm-hmm. He is tough. Okay. He's wrestled Thomas a bunch of times in high school, a lot of finals, state finals, sophomore, junior year, holiday finals this year, senior year. He's very tough. It is no joke. So we need to take him serious. And Thomas will see him probably states, all states in New England. Oof. So, you know, like, we've been preparing for him all year and that'll continue.
Yeah. Has he beaten him yet?
Not in high school. No, knock on wood, but anything can happen. You wrestle a kid a bunch of times, it's difficult.
And then, for some of those other kids that are going to be at, at states. You know, who are you looking at to make some noise?
You know, my 106 pick, our goal right now is one match at a time. We're going to have, the kids are going to see tough matches, probably quarters and semis. Some of them will have tough matches right off the rip. So we're just telling them one match at a time. You know, we're going to see who we have and then do our best to wrestle against them and their style. And we're not looking past anyone.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. I'll be honest. It's a state tournament. You get a lot of seniors there. They know their careers are coming to an end. They want to wrestle.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Did any of the Merrimack Valley teams move out of the north with you guys or?
So Westford Academy, but they're DCL, not nothing in the MVC. We're the only MVC team.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'll be honest. I have no idea. I try to figure it out to this day.
I mean, yeah. What is it like Chelmsford slightly west of Lowell or I mean, I don't, you know, how does that work? Like
so all the towns, if you look at a map, all the towns, they're up and down 495.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know how. Like, I have no idea. I wasn't in on the meeting. All I got was a call saying, hey, you guys are in the west now. We were like, what? Yeah.
Does that extend as far as like Springfield and everybody out there? Or like, is that?
We went to Springfield Central High School last year. It was like 96 miles or 86 miles from Chelmsford. So we were like, I told the kids, I said, like, dude, we're driving out here. We're taking this extremely serious.
Yeah.
You know, we're all business. We're trying to win this thing.
And how did
long bus ride?
Yeah, right. How did the dynamics of the Merrimack Valley go this year in terms of the dual meet season and then the league?
So we won the MVC. We ended up finishing our MVC record 9-0, which was awesome. You know, again, the kids really wrestled well. And it's a credit to them and the hard work they put in the off season and the regular season.
That's amazing. Is there a follow-up league tournament as well?
There's no MVCs. I wish that would be awesome. It'd be D1 North, basically. Yeah.
Right. All those powerhouses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the challenger, like the second place team right behind you?
Central Catholic.
Okay.
Central Catholic's loaded. They're very good. They got a good core, like sophomores and juniors, and they're tough. They're gonna be very good next year and the year after, I think.
Yeah. And how was that dual meet against them? Right down the wire?
Yeah, nail biter. We were losing. I'll be honest, we were losing. It came down to heavyweight. And Thomas had to wrestle this kid, Raitano, who's a very good wrestler. And Thomas needed to pin.
Oh.
And he went out and pinned him.
That's like having Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
You know, having Thomas as your closer.
Yeah. As soon as it happened, we were like, man, we're grateful for Thomas. Next year, he's moving on, and we're like, we're going to miss such a reliable person up top.
Well, it's like beating the Yankees all those years.
Yeah.
You better be ahead of them by the time the ninth inning comes.
Yeah. So that's basically was our all season. That's what we would say, like, because we had to forfeit a weight class. We had some really new kids in a couple of weight classes. So we would say going into Thomas's match, like we can't be losing more than five.
Yeah.
Otherwise we lost.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just give Thomas that chance, he's got you.
Yeah. Yep.
Now he's going on to, it's amazing. As much as he's accomplished in wrestling, he's going on to play football.
He's playing football. Yeah. Villanova, you know, great kid. They're getting in my opinion, they're getting a very loyal athlete. I hope he does great things there. I looked at the schedule. They're playing UNH next year. So me and my girlfriend will probably go to the game and try to watch and then maybe take a road trip out there to see if he's playing, we'll watch.
Yeah, I was at Pennsylvania, right?
It's like 5 hours. It's not bad. I already checked everything out.
Yeah. Okay. So he's out there and then he'll come here for the UNH.
For UNH. Yep.
That's great. Yep. I love that. I'll definitely
get it.
I can for sure.
And he's living with a kid from Mass, another big lineman. So yeah, he's excited and he's leaving early in the end of June. So yeah, I wish him the best, man. Great kid.
Yeah. How many league titles now for you as a head coach?
My first league title as a head coach and then as an assistant, we won in 18 and then in 2020.
Okay, so yeah, since 18, three titles since 18, so three in the last 7-8 years, something like that.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah. That's and so, but literally for head coach, it's your first.
First. Yeah. It's my fifth year. It's my first title.
That's amazing. You might be leaving this out, but did they decide, because you're a humble guy, did they decide on coach of the year yet?
I have no idea. I don't worry about those things.
Okay.
I just show up at the meeting and make votes what they ask. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't, you know, if there's anything that all my kids should get all the awards, man, they wrestled awesome this year. Really good group.
Yeah. All right. So we got states coming up and then all states after that.
Yeah.
Then New England's.
Then New England's. Yeah. Second weekend in March. It's like 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday this year down in Providence. So we're hoping, we were talking about today at practice, like, you know, we do well this weekend, we keep the momentum going, we do well at all states, and then we're wrestling in New England's, and next year the underclassmen that are around will be happy.
Yeah. All right, Chris Pisoni, what have I missed? I know last year there was a very special moment where Thomas Brown got taken down by one of your wrestlers. We talked about
Lucas.
And, you know, any fun side stories like that this year?
Yeah, hell yeah. Lucas wrestled again this year. He wrestled our senior Austin Hill, our 75-pounder. And Lucas beat him up and pinned him in the second. Lucas, the best thing that has happened to the program in a long time. He's there Tuesdays and Thursdays. He's wrestling for an hour straight. This kid is wrestling with all my guys. Like, they love it. He's the best. You know, make like that hour of practice where normally kids are kind of, oh, man, this is tough. Day after a meet or day before a meet, it lightens the mood. We're smiling. I appreciate it, man. He's awesome.
Yeah. And I think he's the only Massachusetts wrestler to take down Thomas Brown. Is that true?
Only one to score an offensive point on him, and it will be 4 years.
In four years. Yeah. He's not dropped a single, I mean, no. In Massachusetts.
No. And he chirps a lot in practice.
Is there anyone comparable in Massachusetts records for wrestling with what Thomas has done?
There's been for Massachusetts, there's been three-time New England champs, and Thomas is one of Thomas's good friends, Sid Tilsley. He's going for the same stuff. He actually has more wins than Thomas. He's up over, he's probably, I would say, 220 in terms of wins. Thomas is like 201. Mm-hmm. Sid's also going for his third New England title. So it's cool that they get to go through that together, and, you know, they're going to have kids one day, and their kids are going to talk. They're going to tell their children the stories, and then they're going to say, oh, man, you guys are annoying. I don't want to hear this anymore. But, you know, that's the coolest stuff, in my opinion. Like, these are memories that he gets to make with someone who happens to be his friend forever.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be our age talking about this stuff.
I know. And what weight is Thomas checking in at right now? Where is he?
Thomas is consistently weighing in around 280. Sometimes 283, depends on what he eats during the day, but he's a big boy nowadays. So his freshman year, he was probably mid-season in shape, 265. So he's put on basically 20 pounds of mass in 4 years.
Yeah.
He's a big dude, man.
Yeah, I saw a video of him getting, like, called up to receive an award, probably for the meet that you just had.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his 200th win on Saturday, 200th and 201st.
Amazing. Yeah. So he's going to finish up there. I mean, heavyweights-wise in Massachusetts, he's obviously way the heck up there.
He's going to be the dude. Until someone beats that record, they're going to be talking about Thomas. And at Chelmsford, Thomas is the most wins at Chelmsford High, the most pins. He's already tied for the most state titles. And he's tied for the most New England titles with a guy named Matty Cheslick. They both won two.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a special athlete. I'm grateful to cross paths with him for, you know, 4 years.
Yeah. Same with me. I mean, I've had a great time talking with him the last 3 years of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who's this little sophomore that's doing these wonderful, you know, and now here he is 2 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
It maybe changed my whole view, coach, of Chelmsford. Yeah. Whereas I am coming from a heartbroken fifth grader at Gloucester High School who had to watch the
Super Bowls. Yeah.
Stanford Lions beat the Gloucester Fishermen in the day.
Yeah.
Foxborough. I don't know if you were at that one.
we played Gloucester twice. Chubbs and I played them twice in two Super Bowls. We split 1-1. I think one like 87 or 86.
87 was the one that broke my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one in the early 2000s we won. So dude, like I always tell people like Gloucester's got good football. Whenever I hear that, first thing I say, because they've been a heel or a thorn in our side since the 80s.
Yeah.
And they're still decent. They're still good program.
Yeah, that was
tough kids up there.
Memories, Kyle.
Yeah, Cripps, Kyle Cripps.
Woo.
Yeah,
I was fifth grader and came down to the last play and Gloucester fumbled in the end zone. It wasn't a fumble. Yeah. I'm not over yet. I got to talk to my therapist about it.
So I think if you go on YouTube and you check out CHS alumni or CHS Alumni Association, that Super Bowl's on there.
Oh, good. I'll go and torture myself.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's cool.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, great catch up. Lots of great things, tremendous things happening with everybody. I mean, that's almost a dozen kids that are doing did wonderful last weekend, and now they're moving on. They deserve every bit of it. And we wish the Lions the best of luck this coming weekend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Go get them. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, brother.
All right, later.
Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Chris Piccioni, the coach of Chelmsford Wrestling, in the books. Thank you, Coach. He's been a great guest for the last 3 years since we started the show in early 2022, pretty much. Yeah. All right, so moving on, let's talk a little rankings. How about Division I boys basketball? I think there are a few Valley teams there, no? 4, Central. 5, Lowell. 6, Andover. Look at that. 1 conference, 3 teams. 4, 5, 6. North Andover 17, and we'll end it there. I know Methuen's at 30. They're always a team that's a little pesky. Methuen, they'll make some noise. They've done so in the tournament recently. So D2 for boys basketball. Tewksbury, your top Valley team at 16-3, the number 7 seed at the moment. Again, one more rankings to go, and that will be it. And you'll have postseason matchups by the weekend, they're telling us. So stay tuned for that. Shawshene Valley boys basketball, 17-2, the number 3 seed. St. Mary's and Norwell are undefeated. They're above them at 1-2, respectively. Greater Lawrence Tech, 13-6, the 5 seed at the moment. Only going to go top 20 for now here, folks. That's it for Valley stuff. For boys basketball, girls basketball, turn the page here. And go to Central Catholic for your number 8 seed. Ladies, 19 Chelmsford and 20 Andover. So 19 and 20, so 3 teams, top 20 for girls basketball. Let's talk Division II girls basketball, and we do not see anyone in the top 20. We'll check three, where we do find no one in the top 20 in that one. Let's go to boys hockey for D1, and you're going to have to go down to Central Catholic. Central Catholic, four wins, and they're the 24 seed, and they're in the playoffs as of if it started today. Division II boys hockey, Bill Ricka, 17-0-1, still undefeated. Woburn 2, Tewksbury 3, 14-4-1. Wouldn't you like to see a Bill Ricka Tewksbury finals in hockey? Wouldn't that be nice? How about Division 3 for hockey? Drake it, 14-2-2, solid. Methuen, 13-3-2. Those teams are 9-10, respectively. And then Shawshin right behind. So Merrimack Valley Area Trio. Shawshin, 11 seed at 14-3-1. Let's shift over to Division 1 girls hockey, where North Andover's your top seed at 14-2-2 at number 4. Methuen checks in at 6-16-0-3, one of two undefeated teams left in the Division 1. Hingham, the number 1 seed, being the top one. Who else you got? You got Andover at 9-6-3, Bill Ricka 15-5-0. So nice job in the Valley. Shawshin is 21. Good stuff all around. How about Division 2? Do we have any Valley teams in Division 2 for girls hockey? I don't know. I don't think so. Well, that does it, folks. Weekly show, msonewsports.com. Thanks for tuning in. Spread the love. Thanks to Coach Pishoni from Chelmsford Wrestling. Thanks to our sponsor, Moynihan Lumber. Get the Student Athlete of the Month program going. Great stuff. All right, we're tuning out. Talk next week. All things tournament. Stay with us.